This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. We've been spending some time going over the retaliatory tariff schedules that Mexico, Canada, and the European Union have posted in response to President Trump's steel and aluminum duties. There are some commonalities, it turns out, on those lists, besides just steel and aluminum. Orange juice, whiskey, motorboats, and kitchenware are on all three lists, Mexico, Canada, and the European Union. Why?
You want to pick products that are going to inflict as much harm and pain on the other country while minimizing the pain that your own consumers or businesses or workers will experience.
Wendy Cutler is the vice president of the Asia Society Policy Institute, also a former acting deputy U.S. trade representative. The harm and pain thing makes sense, right? But how does orange juice figure?
Well, oranges are one of the classic items.
Renee Bowen is a professor of economics at the University of San Diego. She says, look, you got to think politics.
And of course, oranges are grown in Florida. So any tariffs on oranges will hurt producers in Florida and the South more generally. And that's clearly a very sensitive state for any of the parties.
Motorboats, in case you were wondering, also Florida. This next one you've surely heard, but bear with me here. Wendy Cutler, one more time.
So it's no coincidence, for example, that whiskey bourbon from the state of Kentucky, Mitch McConnell's state, has appeared on many of these lists.
Right. We all knew that. But think supply chain here for me. Would you? Matt Hoffman's a co-founder and master distiller for Westland Distillery up in Seattle, Washington.
It's not just, you know, the distilleries in Kentucky that they think, you know, is mostly affected. It's a huge chain. And now all of a sudden we're up against, in most places, a 25% additional tariff on top of that. So it's hard to say for sure, but, you know, hopefully something can be done about it in the near future.
Hopefully, because as Renee Bowen and pretty much all economists point out,
no one wins a trade war. Everyone loses a trade war.
Among those, though, who have clearly managed to filter out the are we or aren't we in a trade war thing, one may count Wall Street traders and the algorithms that drive them.